is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Personal Finance Wednesday on the Noon Business Hour. Joining us to discuss smart ways to spend your stimulus check money as they've started arriving in bank accounts, Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove. Craig, there's going to be a big temptation, even though there's not a lot of retail open right now, or you can't necessarily go out and shop or go to nice restaurants or something like that. There's going to be a great temptation to get online and spend this. Is that a wise thing to do right now, economically, personally, and for the nation? Kind of conflicting.
Well, Cisco, you're spot on. The stimulus checks are on the way. The direct deposits will happen. The paper checks start getting mailed on the 24th of April. And you're right. I do not want people to be tempted to be having additional corrugated cardboard delivered to their house by online shopping with the stimulus check. I think it can be put to better use for all of the Americans listening to our program today.
So what's the top way, the first thing they should do? Because, again, some people already have this money in their accounts right now.
Well, I think it's common sense, and everybody's in a different situation, but we'll just say the obvious right away. If you've been furloughed, if you've had your hours reduced, if you've had your job let go, it's all about security. That money's got to go to rent. That money's got to go to the mortgage, but you don't want to be making additional payments to the mortgage. You don't want principal curtailment. You just want to make sure you're staying afloat, and step one is covering the essentials.
What about other debts beyond the mortgage? What about paying down any other debt?
Well, I think you got to be realistic, and maybe somebody has three payments left on the automobile. Great. Maybe it just makes sense to squash the automobile payment with the stimulus check. But for everybody else, like I'm visiting with people on student loans, et cetera, just because the payments are suspended doesn't mean you should be taking the cash. And again, paying down principal on other loans, I think everyone's got to take a look at their specific situation and say, do I have enough runway with my job? Do I have enough visibility that I'm going to stay employed? And do I have enough of an emergency reserve in the bank? Again, a minimum of 3 months for W-2 workers, a minimum of 6 months for those that are independent contractors. If you don't have those things, don't be tempted to spend the money in any way, shape, or form.
And it seems like this, everything that's gone on should be a reminder of the importance of that emergency fund, even when a lot of people often think that it's not something they're ever going to need.
No, I think, you know, anytime we have events, anytime we have catalysts, it creates change. And one of the things I'm excited for when I look through all the devastation, the disaster that is happening, is so many people are taking that approach of recommitting to financial planning, doing the basics, having cash on hand, having emergency funds, committing that they want to be debt-free in the future when we come out of this on the other side. You're right. All of those things are in play today, Cisco.
Now, for a lot of people who are still working, this isn't necessarily needed money. Should those folks consider giving it away? There's a lot of charities out there that need the money.
Well, I tell you what, charities need help more than ever. There's no doubt. And I want to remind everybody that as a part of the CARES Act, the stimulus plan, even if you do not itemize, there is a provision that allows people to take a $300 deduction, even if you don't itemize. So I think if you are secure in your finances, let's redirect at least $300. It's guaranteed to be tax deductible to you. Let's get it in the hands of charity right now, because they need the money to help people on the ground.
Thanks so much, Craig Bolanos, joining us for Personal Finance Wednesday.